Good evening, music lovers. This is your chairman, Dr. Gino himself, Hamilton, drawing the cork on another concert by the no doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, dedicated to the music of the three B's, Barrel House, Boogie Woogie, and the Blues. Our guests, Dr. Will S. Scott of Princeton, who got left over from last week, Mademoiselle Dolores O'Neill, the brilliant young American Kiss Me Again contralto, and the Professor Josef Marsala Swing Lowdown Quartet, composed of Professors Mastrin and Tuff and Adele Girard. Of course, our conductors are, as usual, Dr. Henry Hot Lips Levine with his Tobacco Road Octet, and Maestro Paul Laval with his Would That I Were a Tender Apple Blossom Woodwinds. To open our concert, Maestro Laval has selected the programmatic tone poem Soft Winds, Opus South by Southeast, Tomorrow Hail and Storm Warnings. Since the work is to be conducted at gale force, however, the maestro has marked it tempo di blow to bust a gusset, soft winds. Separate occasions on these Monday evening concerts, Dr. Henry Hotlips Levine has attempted to play, in its entirety, the overture to the underprivileged American opera Francesco e Giovanni, otherwise known as Frankie and Johnny, or the poor man's Tristan ed Isolde. On each occasion, as happened last week, the work has been interrupted by limitations of time. However, Dr. Levine has finally put his bare foot down. So tonight, he will start this work at the last 14 bars, where it was interrupted last week. Then he will begin at the beginning and play up to the last 14 bars. All clear? Yes. Of course, if some of you demand that a work be finished on a dominant note, we suggest that you listen backwards. Dr. Henry Levine plays the last 14 bars of Frankie and Johnny, and then plays the work up to the point where he began in the first place. Thank you. Any listener who cares to finish the work may now drop his own other shoe. In observing our first anniversary last week, we patted ourselves so often that our hand began to pick at our back. However, the letters are still coming in, a considerable number of them addressed to Mademoiselle Dolores O'Neill. Now, we were particularly impressed by the tender and romantic sentiments the letters to Mademoiselle O'Neill expressed. At least, that was true of all the letters we steamed open. For instance, one of them began, "Dear Babe," here it is, "First of happy birthdays I wouldn't want to miss, sending heaps of wishes and a great big kiss." Sweet. In reply, Mademoiselle O'Neill now sings her all-puckered-up version of "Lazy River." Professor Joseph Marsala and his low boiling point clarinet is at least worldwide, being known from here to there, especially on 52nd Street. At present, the professor is starring in New York City's music festival and playing at the famous Door. But he has taken time off to appear as our guest with his quartet. In this select group, this chamber group, are Mademoiselle Adele, Mrs. Marsala, Gerard on harp, Professor Carmen Mastrin on guitar, and Professor David Tuff on drums, which he is. And for their first selection, the Joseph Marsala Sultred Salon Quartet plays "With a Twist of the Wrist." Thank you. have now reached the intermission in our concert, and we are pleased to present one of the most popular of all our commentators, Dr. Will S. Scott of Princeton. Dr. Scott will deliver the commentary which he got diddled out of last week by a stopwatch. The subject, The Vegetable and Music, or Uncork Me a Concerto and Call Me Toots. Dr. Scott.
Thank you, Dr. Hamilton. In the 18th century, the English physiologist Erasmus Darwin tested the influence of music on plant life by employing a man to play the tenor trombone several hours each day to a row of beans. Yes. For a long time, the beans stood there and took it like men. Finally, however, according to an old unofficial record, they were found to have become completely pickled. The tenor trombone player is said to have been in a similar condition from the start. This experiment resulted in the recent monograph on vegetables and music called The Influence of Eight Beats on the Bar by J. Morphine Fargenswallow. In the monograph, J. Morphine makes an excellent comparison between the short, rhythmic motions with which one dunks an artichoke in hollandaise and the opening measures of Beethoven's Fifth. As you all know, this goes ta-ta-ta-ta. Of course, some conductors do occasionally interpret it as a-chang-chang-a-chang-chang-a-chabuda. As Fargenswallow points out, we are all familiar with the technical use of the word corn when applied to uninspired performances. In fact, the term corn is now so well known that a certain saxophone player is calling himself the golden bantamweight champion of the world. Or the sultan of succotash. Yes. In closing his monograph, Fargenswallow says, and I quote, although the spirino afflatus of the legume militated most rapacuously against sarcophagal moragity, its homolarative lecumiousness will probably never be completely ventositized, unquote. This statement, however, must be taken with a dose, or rather a grain of salt. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Will S. Scott, and we recommend an aspirin. We now come to Maestro Laval's Children's Corner, which is a good place to stand them when not otherwise in use. Tonight's work is 10 Little Indians, and the Little Indians, it seems, have come to New York to protest that they were swindled when Peter Minuet bought Manhattan for $24. First, the Little Indians go to Coney Island, where they ride on the merry-go-round and the roller coaster. Next, they go to a Park Avenue restaurant, which is very swank, and confidentially, it does. The harsh cries of the native glamour girls, denoted by three corn-fed clarionets, are too much for them, however, so they give the girls a cheer, which they learned while passing through the Bronx. Then they politely kick over the joint and head for a literary tea. Alas, the 10 Little Indians do not know that tea at a literary tea is always 120 proof. So when they head for home, they end up in the Latin section of Harlem instead. Completely exhausted by rum boogie, they say, quote, keep the island. We'll also return your $24. And we'll throw in a new hat for Mayor LaGuardia to boot, unquote. Maestro Paul Laval's 10 Little Indians. Thank you.
us off. Two little Indians bit the dust off.
Professor Joseph Marsala and his quartet return to our concert stage, this time to go on what is vulgarly known as a blues bash. The work has been rescored to feature Professor Marsala's clarinet in the Shalmo or low register, and it has been retitled as a song of the same name, Low Register. Telegram we have just received. As one of the more inspirational parts of the program of the monthly meeting of our Beaumont, Texas Music Study Club, organized 20 years ago, we 35 members are listening to your concert tonight. Would your generosity allow a rendition by Dr. Henry Levine to be dedicated to our club president, Helen Balzer? Congratulations and regards to Dr. Jeffrey. Signed, Elizabeth Simmons. Always polite, Dr. Levine says he can take it if the ladies can. So here is Dr. Hot Lips' Texas special version of Ida. Thank you.
music lovers, we have parted the teeth on another concert by the no doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. Next week at this time, Dr. Gino Hamilton will introduce all our regulars, including Dr. Will S. Scott. And in addition, Downtown Cafe Society's Hot Ensemble, featuring Henry Red Allen on trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, Ken Kersey on piano, and then some. Meanwhile, a letter to us will get you a package of seeds if you also write to your congressman, and if he has any. Furthermore, this is the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.